Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Ashhadu tawbata wa maghfirata wa tawbata inna huwa al-tawwabu al-rahim. Waghfir lana ya kareem, waghfir lana ya kareem, waghfir lana ya kareem. واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الاول يا الله الاخر يا الله الذاكر يا الله الباكر يا الله هذه بشرك من الله تعالى فاشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له فاشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفع لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من شيء إلا عندنا Hazailu ve ma nunnezilu illa bi kaderin maluma sadakallahu lezim. Allah-u Teala sizin Kur'an-ı Kerim and there is not a thing but the treasure of them is with us, and we send it not down, but in certain measures. Hazreti Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi, Kudüs-ü Serrahi Fettahi, he interprets this ayat by saying that all what there is in this world, which we see with our bare eyes or under the microscope, has in Akhirah the equal, same shape, same form, same size, same color. Except that they are tiny little samples of what there is in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala in the other world. And it has been brought to this world in a certain measure, including us, exactly as we are, we existed before, and exactly as we are, we will exist at the end. Now there is one more thing though, in the case of human beings. Allah Ta'ala has blown unto us from His own soul, and He has taught us His names. So as we are here, we are also given a little bit of the Sifatullah. We have been given a little seeing, a little hearing, a little speaking, a little thinking, a little generosity, a little kindness, a little knowledge, and a little power, so that with these little tiny samples of Sifatullah, that we are able to live our daily lives in this world. Except that if we would examine ourselves right now, we would say we have no knowledge, we have no feeling or thought of our having these samples of Asma'ul Husna in us. Now, in a calm day, the ocean is nice and smooth, and you are really not aware, you don't notice the existence of the water in the ocean. But when there is a strong wind, a storm, when there are huge waves splashing around, then you notice the water in the ocean. In the same way, when we are in pain, when we are sick, when we are in trouble, when we fear and we are afraid, when we are disturbed, then like the way we see, we notice the existence of the Sifatullah in us and with the permission of Allah Ta'ala that we can face those troubles. That is when we really remember Allah Ta'ala. That is when we really call unto Allah Ta'ala. And that is when we also feel the existence of the Sifatullah within us. It is also at that time of being in need. We also realize, like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, we all belong to Allah Ta'ala as well as everything else, and we will return to Him. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was talking to the Ashab Kiram, and a stranger walked in and sat down and started listening. And everyone in the room was shedding tears with the influence of what Rasulullah was talking. The man was envious. He listened as carefully as he can. He realized such incredible, beautiful things were coming from the blessed mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everybody was crying. And he couldn't cry. When the talk was finished, everybody walked out and the man stayed in. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you were talking so beautifully, and everybody was affected and they were shedding tears, but I couldn't cry. Why, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, Oh poor man, I am afraid your heart is hard. It has turned into a stone. Nothing penetrates it. It's true, Ya Rasulullah. I really cannot feel anything. I don't even feel anything towards my parents, towards my children, towards my wife. why is it that my heart has turned into a stone? Poor man, he said, your heart has turned into a stone because of your excessive love for this world. True, Ya Rasulullah, he said, but I really have no love in my heart except this world and the joy of this world. But why has this happened to me, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, because you have never in your life thought of your end, of your death. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to leave us, he called the Ashaba al-Karam and he said, oh my Ummah, I will soon be leaving you, but I will leave with you two great teachers as great as I.
Yeah.
One is a talking teacher and one is a silent teacher. Ya Rasulullah, who are those teachers? The talking teacher, he said, is the words of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem. And the silent teacher, he said, is the remembrance of death. Ya Rabbi,
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, give long and fruitful life to my brothers and sisters who are here.
Amen.
And give with the long and fruitful life the strength of Iman and the ability and all that there is necessary for us to serve humanity,
Amen.
To serve Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, when that day will come, at least make us remember and give us the ability to be able to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amin. Gift, O Lord, which you have blessed us, is you have blessed us with Iman, you have blessed us with Islam, you have blessed us with Ihsan, you have blessed us by sending your beloved to us as our teacher, as our protector, as our example, and our intercessor on the day of Yawm al-Din, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, as you have gathered us in this humble mosque this Friday, gather us on the Yawm al-Din in safe place under the divine hand. Gather us close to the one who you have sent as Rahmatan lil Alameen, Mercy and Masjidin. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the Adab of Muhammadin and so that we shall be worthy of the Shafa'at of Muhammadin.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us with the Shafa'at of Muhammadin.
Ameen.